The bear, I think, is amazing and it's awesome and it's the most beautiful thing which I have ever had. Can you stand with my English or should I ask English, somebody?
No,
because I've got my translator here if you need him.
No, English is okay. Can you understand me well?
Yes.
I hope my English is not as perfect.
Understand.
Okay. I start with the end. The end was a shock. And at the same time, it was very funny. Was it all the time there, the end? Or did you decide we need another ending and this is the new end?
No, I had this ending from very beginning. When I was writing the script, and the script even didn't exist in the time when I just had this idea to end it like this. But I'm not sure it's funny, you know? For me, it's not funny. It's just I've got the feeling when I watch the movie when I'm thinking about this ending. For me, it's that I don't know what to do with it. Is it what's now? You know, it's okay that she will have another baby. Maybe it will be the same story, and it's oh my god, it's so bad. So it's. But it's not funny.
Yeah, somebody sitting next to me was shocked, and for me it was fun.
I know that people laughing on the,
but it was not intended to be.
It doesn't. I don't have any intention to make a movie, and I don't have the receipt how people should react. It's not about that. But I'm just surprised that somebody is laughing. Okay, you can laugh. It's you know it's your feelings. It's okay. But I just can't understand it.
Okay. Maybe the women next to me couldn't understand it as well. So, your main character, we can empathize with her. We can feel with her. We feel her sorrows, her problems, her needs. And we also can hate her sometimes. How did you make your main character do all these things? Because she already knew the script completely and said, okay, that's a good role, I am going to make it this way.
You know, she wasn't an actress. I found her after the 7 months of casting. But anyway, I wrote her. It's a little bit mine personality, maybe even. It's not my story. I'm totally different person. I've got totally different background. But in the second time, in the second way, she's as a part of my personality, I think. That she's so unpredictable and so ridiculous sometimes, and she doesn't think about what will happen if I will do something. So that's why you can hate her, because she's got this kind of behavior that you don't know what you should expect from her. And I met Magda, the main actress, and she understood what she's playing, and she's also quite similar to me. And a lot of people ask, do you are a sister or what's the fuck? But she's not my sister, but she could be. I spent with her 7 months, talking about the role and discover parts of Natalia's, so that's why she doesn't play in the movie. She just is in the movie.
Okay. Oh, she doesn't play. It looks like very good acting sometimes.
I know, but it's good acting looks like that. That you don't play. You are just in the movie.
When did the idea come up to you? Do you know many young mothers in Poland or?
No, when idea came to me, I started to looking for mothers, young mothers, to have some background to write it. And I found some of them, but you know, it's not a movie about a teenage moms for me. So I started to looking for some teenage moms, but after that I realized it's not a movie about that. It's just a movie about, you know, this particular Natalia and heard about young girl who is a big egoist and a very lonely person. This is the main point of the movie.
Her other part is her... No, he's not her husband, her friend. He's the other part. Where did you found him? Because he plays like I would say, okay, this is a boyish father, so it's
the young what guy?
The young guy, and he looks very handsome, and that's how they get together. So
every of my actors I found during this long casting. I met 7 months, and I found three of them without. Despite Natalia, so the main one, and then we made a casting with MTV, the music station, and the kids send it MMS of these pictures by mobile, and I watched 8,000 pictures, and after that I chose 100, and I came to Warsaw on a casting, and Magda was there.
And the boy as well.
No, the boy. I found the boy earlier. I don't know where. My casting director just took him from somewhere. I don't know.
From a skate park.
No, not him, but the second guy. He is from skate park. He's the master of championship. I don't know, in skateboarding. So I found him on some championship.
So there are many things in the movie as well. We have, maybe I'm only think all about that, and you say I just wanted to show the world she is in. But we have the drug problems. We have her family problems with her mother. Beside that, she had sex with her boyfriend, and so. How did it come all together? So you had the basic idea. You started at the end, and then all the other things. Came time by time and by remaking the script and
yes I don't know how it happened. I think it's just life there, and I had some real persons around me who are similar to the to people in the script.
Okay. And the boy, he's good now. How old is he now, the small one, the kid?
The small one, I don't know. He's had more than 2 years, probably. They were twins.
Ah, okay.
This is the secret.
Okay. Where's the movie going now? Is it already available in Germany? Is there a station like RT or ZDF or something?
No, I don't. I have no idea. I know that my producer is talking a lot about this movie, and probably it will be somewhere. I don't know when and where, but probably something will happen with this movie.
Okay. Is it shown in cinemas in Poland or?
It's now in cinemas in Poland.
Ah, great. So thanks for the interview. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the party. And
thank you.
Hope to see you.